No need to fear. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden says the American banking system is safe despite the second and third largest bank failures in the country's history, just 48 hours apart.
No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund.
And the president says he will ask Congress and banking regulators to tighten bank rules to reduce the chance for further failures. Plummeting stock prices forced a halt to trading of the shares of more than a dozen regional U.S. banks yesterday. Green energy backers, say they are confused by the president's decision to allow a major oil drilling project on Alaska's North Slope to go forward. It's one of the largest such projects in decades.
ConocoPhillips projects the Willow project will produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil per day, create more than 2,500 construction jobs, 300 long-term jobs, and deliver up to $17 billion to the U.S. government, Alaska, and local communities. But climate activists and progressive Democrats, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are condemning the president's decision.
Fox's Matt Finn reports the president's about-face on oil may be another indication he is planning on running for re-election. Former President Trump campaigning in Iowa yesterday, criticizing the Biden administration.
What they've done to our country in 2 years is unthinkable. It's unthinkable.
Mr. Trump said he would not cut Social Security nor raise the age for full retirement. A late winter storm, a nor'easter, will make travel difficult from eastern Pennsylvania into Maine today. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy.
If you are traveling, please let the state, county, and local road crews treat and plow the roads. Our highway crews especially work in formation. If you see a road crew getting into position or working, please let them have the road ahead of you unimpeded.
More than 300 commercial flights today have been canceled. America is listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The consumer price index for February will be released first thing this morning. The analysts predicting the numbers will show that inflation continues. The security partnership between the U.S., Britain, and Australia is expanding with the purchase of nuclear submarines.
The president and U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak stood alongside Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at a San Diego naval station to announce the next step in the AUKUS partnership. New nuclear-propelled submarines that the president says will usher in an era of cooperation.
It'll meet Australia's defense needs while bringing our militaries, our scientists, our engineers, our shipbuilders, our industrial workforce, our countries closer together.
A year and a half after AUKUS was announced, the U.S. says it plans to jumpstart Australia's undersea defense by selling at least three conventionally armed ships to them. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
China will reopen its borders to tourists and resume issuing all visas tomorrow after a three-year halt during the pandemic. China is one of the last major countries to reopen its borders as it tries to boost its tourism industry and its economy. In apparent response to joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, North Korea has launched two more ballistic missiles.
The test firing of two short-range ballistic missiles is being described by South Korea as a grave provocation. They traveled from the southwestern edge of North Korea right across to the Eastern Sea, where they landed without doing any damage. The U.S. military saying this highlights what it calls the destabilizing impact of the North's weapons program. Right now, American and South Korean troops are taking part in huge defensive military training exercises. Pyongyang, though, calls them frantic war preparation moves. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.